Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Vermont Public. I'm Jen Jarecki, and it's April, which means it's National Poetry Month. And every week this month, we've been bringing you a poem read by Vermont Poet Laureate Bianca Stone. And once again, Bianca joins me in the studio. Good morning, Bianca, and happy Poetry Month.
Good morning, Jen.
So today's poem, it's pretty apt title for being on Morning Edition. What did you bring us today?
This is W.S. Merwin's Avoiding News by the River from his great book, The Lice. As the stars hide in the light before daybreak, reed warblers hunt along the narrow stream. Trout rise to their shadows. Milky light flows through the branches, fills with blood. Men will be waking. In an hour, it will be summer. I dreamed that the heavens were eating the earth. Waking, it is not so, not the heavens. I am not ashamed of the wren's murders, nor the badger's dinners, on which all worldly good depends. If I were not human, I would not be ashamed of anything. Chills reading that poem.
I've got chills over here, too.
This book, The Lice by Merwin, was written at a very similar time after the Vietnam War. It was during the civil rights movements. There was the birth of the environmental crises that we're really seeing the later stages of now. And he was questioning if there was any point in writing poetry in the face of these devastations. And it was a time of great uncertainty in his heart. We can see that these sort of moments of questioning the worth of poetry in the face of these things as being the exact moments where we need poetry the most and the exact moments when these kinds of poems emerge and are given to us. And we think, oh, I'm so grateful to have this poem in the world because we need it right now.
I'm struck by something you said last time, which is when we lose poetry, we lose our humanity.
Exactly. And even saying that, though, we can see that in this poem, there's a tension in that statement, right? If I were not human, I would not be ashamed of anything. To lose our humanity is to lose our animalness, maybe. I think, like, because in this poem, he's not ashamed of the murders, which is an ironic word to use here, of the wrens or the things that the badger eats, right? The whole world depends on these kinds of cycles. It's the human who is even aware of things like shame that comes as the destroyer of the world. It's language that makes the poem. So we see a paradox here. You know, I love these paradoxes in the poem. It's language that can heal that wound as well. A lot of these poems in this book, and we can feel it in this poem too, came about by him walking outside and being out in nature and letting his thoughts wander, not speaking, right? Not writing poems. So we need these moments of languagelessness, of silence, of prayer, and reconnecting with our planet and to come back to language and to come back to the news after those times will make all the difference and will give us a kind of patience in the face of injustice that we need right now.
Well, Vermont Poet Laureate Bianca Stone, thank you for coming on to Morning Edition to give us the space to think about antagonism and irony and language and being human. It has been wonderful to have you. Thank you so much. And as I say, happy Poetry Month.
Happy Poetry Month. May it be Poetry Year, too. It may bleed out into the year.
I was going to say, you know, Poetry Month is just one month out of the year. But, you know, what would you say to somebody who's maybe interested in learning more about this thing called poetry, maybe even trying to write some, but is intimidated by it.
It's good to remember that if it seems intimidating, you have been misinformed. It's your birthright to arrive at poetry. It's already in you. And surrendering to the poem itself without asking what it means as you approach the poem is going to be the doorway in, and just letting the poem happen to you. And then also remembering that there's so many different kinds of poems, and the fun of reading poetry is to find your poems that you love. And so read a lot of different things, and it's okay to not like things. It's okay to say this poem isn't for me, or it's not ready, I'm not ready for this poem. And the more poetry you read and engage with deeply, the more you're going to want probably to write it as well. And it's okay if you don't want to write it. I think people who read poetry but don't write it are incredible people, because it just because you're not writing a poem on a piece of paper doesn't mean you're not being a poet in the world. I see poetry as a stance, as a way of being in the world, as a way of orienting your mind. It's going to come into the way you speak. It's going to come into your other projects. It's going to come into language itself. There's so many great poets and poems in the world. They're waiting for you. Go find them.